This volume has been graciously dedicated
by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Avad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
The theme of the sixth parak of Maseches Chulin is the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam, and this parak is a small parak, only a few dafim. The parak really only deals with one mitzvah of Kisei Hadam. There are some side topics that are mixed in, some interesting ideas that are important for Hilchas Brachas and Hilchas Mitzvahs in general. However, the underlying theme of the parak is the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam, and as we try to do, I'd like to define the Gedarim of the mitzvah itself. The Rosh says B'Shem V'Hag. I'd like to preface by saying that Kisei Adam, the Gemara tells us in Daf Pei Zayin, the Pasuk says V'Shofach V'Kisei, the Pasuk in Akrimois, the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is considered somewhat of a completion of the Shechita. When one shechts, the mitzvah is mutal on the Shechit to cover the dam, the offer. This is only by Shechitas Chayo and Shechitas Oifois. This is considered to be a gemar of the Shechita itself. The same way Shechita in the Beis Hamikdash had its own gemar. It had Shechita, had Kabbalah, Hiloch, Zrika, till the dam was on the carb, till the dam was on the Mizbeach. The gemar of Shechita, which is matir, behema, for being eaten by anybody, for being eaten by any Eid, is the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. What the nature of the relationship between the two mitzvahs, mitzvah Shechita and mitzvah Kisei Adam, is what I'd like to discuss. The Rosh says, B'Shem de Bahag. The Rosh is in our parak, Vov of Chulin, in Simen Vov. And the Rosh quotes the Bahag as saying that the right thing to do, the Shechit is the one who does the Kisei Adam. If the Shechit does not, the Gemara says in Daf Pei Zayin, that Emor El Kol B'nei Yisrael, not only is the pasuk of shofach v'kisa, that the misha shofach, the one who shechts, should be mechase, should do the kisei adam. The pasuk also says emor kol b'nei Yisrael. The Gemara says preferably the one who's mechuyif to do it is the shechit. If he's negligent, does not cover the dam, then anybody who sees the dam of shechita which is uncovered is supposed to be mechase the dam. So the Bahag is quoted by the Rosh as saying that if a person shechts and he has the kisui waiting for him, so before the shechita he makes the brocha ala shechita. There's a whole discussion now of Perek about the different details. The Rosh discusses by Richus different halachas of birchas shechita and birchas kisui. So the Bahag says the right way to set up the brochas is to be mevorech on the kisui, even though as a klal we always make a bracha on a mitzvah over lasiyosan before the performance of the mitzvah. The Gemara brachas, the Gemara psachim, more in other places. But over here, the right order for the shechit to do is make a bracha al betzivon al hashkita, shecht bimechasa, and thereafter make a bracha on the kisui adam. Why? Why make a bracha on the kisui after the kisui and not before the kisui? In the spirit of over lasiyosan. So the Bahag says that it's not roi to interrupt between the Shechit and the Kisui, because the Shechit and the Kisui are one hemshech. It's one mitzvah. And the Rosh says, the minig is not that way. The minig developed, this is the way it's gepaskind in Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh says that the minig to do not that way is based on that Shechit and Kisui are two different mitzvahs. If it's two different mitzvahs, so you can interrupt, do the Shechit, make a bracha, do the Shechita, make a bracha on the Kisui, and then do the Kisui. So, if somebody would ask us, how many mitzvahs are there in the Torah for a Shechit? Would we say one mitzvah called Shechita v'Kisui, or two mitzvahs Shechita, and then Kisui? We would say that's a machlekes to the Rosh and the Bahag. What's interesting is, the Bahag himself, in his minyan mitzvahs, counts Shechita and Kisui as two different mitzvahs. Whereas the Rosh, in two specific halachas, thereafter, in that very same Simen, Simen Vav and Simen Zayin, seems to say that Kisui is a Hemshech of Shechita. What are these two halachas? One halacha, the Rosh points out that if a person had a few animals to shecht, so what he wants to do is, he wants to shecht, and he wants to make one bracha on a bunch, same way one can make one butter tree or ace on five apples, one should not be even making a bracha, therefore one should make it in shecht in five animals, he should make one bracha on all five. So the halacha is also that if he's making a bracha on two shechitas, he's shechting two birds, which if anybody goes to the conveyor belt system in the Schlachthäuses, the professional, go to Empire Chicken or any other professional Beis HaShechita, where the shechit shechts an enormous amount of chickens one after another. Big animals are hard to shecht one after another, but the chickens are shechted literally at lightning speed. The shechtim are very proficient, they're very skilled, and they shecht one after another. They don't make a bracha on every single bird, on every single chicken that's shechted. They make a bracha and they go on, they make a hafsik. And then if they make a hafsik, they make another bracha. So let's say he's shechting two birds. Bein ha-shechita la-shechita l'chayra, he has to do the kisui hadam. So the Rosh says the reason why the kisui is not a hefsik bein shechita l'shechita, that one would have to thereafter make a bracha on the next shechita again, is because the kisui is part of the shechita. It's not a hefsik bein shechita l'shechita. The kisui is the gemar of the first shechita, and then right away he does the next shechita. So it's not a hefsik. This should be, which means that the Rosh is telling us that it's one mitzvah. The Rosh has told us that it's two mitzvahs. Lagabe, the fact that he should make a bracha on the kisui before the first kitu. The Rosh also says la'alocha. What happens? Everybody knows by a meal, if a person decides to eat something, a person decides to eat for a snack one apple, and then he changes his mind, he wants to eat a second snack, since he had no das, on the second apple, therefore he has to make another bracha on the second apple, even though he didn't make a hafsik, he didn't make burn and fashion, he didn't walk away, still, if he nimlach b'daitoy, and he continued to eat, he has to make another bracha. So to what happens if a person shechted one oif, and then another oif was brought in front of him? So the halach is that he has to make a bracha on the second oif. His bracha, ala shlita, only went on the first one, and not on the second. Says the Rosh, before he makes a bracha on the next oif, before that he should be goymer, to be mechasa, to do the kisui on the dam of the first oif, because it's a gemar of the first shechita, he should finish the first mitzvah, before he's nichnas, before he enters the second mitzvah. So again, we have the Rosh telling us that shechita and kisui is one product. Kisui is a gemar of shechita. On the other hand, the Rosh told us, legabe, being mevarach on the kisui between shechita, between the shechita and the kisui, being mevarach al kisui, the Rosh told us the right thing to do is to interrupt those two mitzvahs. So which one is it? Two or one mitzvahs? L'chayra, the Rosh and the Bahag have here machlokes, where both sides, as we discussed in previous shiur, very often two sides of the chakira are right, legabi different aspects. And over here it would seem also that both the Rosh and the Bahag learn that kisui and shechita have dual identities. On the one hand, it's one act, it's one mitzvah, shechita and kisui, which is the gemar of the shechita. On the other hand, each one is a separate mitzvah. How do we define these two shechitas? It seems the answer lies in understanding the nature of the halacha that we pointed out before, that shechita as a lechatchila, kisui, I'm sorry, the pasuk tells us in Daf Pezayin, v'shofach l'kisa, the one who's shofach is mechuyif to mechasa. On the other hand, the Gemara says that if the shoichin himself is not mechasa, then emerel kol bnei Yisrael, that anybody who sees the dam uncovered has to be mekayim the mitzvah of kisui adam. What do we see from this dual identity? Is the chiyuv mutl on the shoichin, or the chiyuv is mutl on klal Yisrael? The question is which one you want to take as the ikur teveya of the definition of the mitzvah itself. The Rosh seems to hold that from the fact that we see that the Shoichid is the one who's supposed to shecht, that Be'etzen, the mitzvah, is one mitzvah. Meaning to say, The Rosh holds that the Iker requirement of being Mechasa the Dam is incumbent on the person who shechts it. It's considered a part of the Shechita insofar as the requirement for being Mechasa is concerned. The one who shechts, the responsibility for being Mechasa the Dam is his. But the Rosh also sees in the halacha of Emel Chol B'nai Yisrael that obviously it's not one Maisa Mitzvah. We don't look at Shechita and Kisui as one act of Shechita v'Kisui. The Marshal, the Dam that goes on the Mizbeach, if the Dam is put on four corners, it's one act of putting the Dam on the Mizbeach. I have four points where the Dam is put, but it's one act of putting the Dam on the Mizbeach. Over here, we don't say that the Kisui and the Shechita is one act, because if it would be one act, it should be performed by one person. And the Torah tells us that the act can be performed by anybody, or it should be performed by anybody. This tells us that the Kisui and the Shechita are not one act. But the Mechayiv, the Iker incumbency of the Kisui, is incumbent on the one who shecht it. Therefore, the Rosh holds, then when we're talking about a hefsik, if we're talking about a hefsik between a shechita and a second shechita, is kisui considered a hefsik? No. Since the chiyuv chiefly is on the one who shechts, is the person who's mechasa, he shechted, now that he's mechasa, is he doing something else, or he's finishing up that, what he's mechuyiv to do, because he shechted? The Rosh sees in the fact that the shechit is the one who's mechuyiv to be mechasa, that he is, all he's doing is finishing up what's mutl on him, what's required of him when he shechts. Part of the job description of a shechit is also a mechasa. Therefore, he's personally not considered as being mafsik. So therefore, he doesn't have to make another bracha on the second shechita. But when we talk about the maisa mitzvah, the Rosh is explaining to us that the shechita and the kisui does not have to be performed without any hefsik in between, because it's not one maisa mitzvah. If the fact that everybody in Klai Yisrael agree mekayim in this mitzvah shows us that it's two distinct acts, there's an act of shechita, there's an act of kisui. Therefore, before one does the act of kisui, one should make a bracha. And we don't say that we're interrupting the act in the middle. The Ba'ag and the Rambam seem to hold punkfaker. The Ba'ag seems to say that shechita and kisui, it could be that we see that the requirement, the ikar requirement of shechita, of kisui, I'm sorry, is incumbent on Gan Klai Yisrael, Emel Kol B'nai Yisrael. But since we see that the Torah said lechatchila, the shoychin is the one that should do it, the pshat is that even though the mitzvah is incumbent on everybody, but the act of shechita and kisui is one act. It should be performed as one act, if possible. Therefore, the Ba'ag holds that even though it's counted as two distinct mitzvahs, it's two separate chiyuvim, but since it should be done as one act, therefore, it should be done as one act by the same person without any hefsik. And that's why the Ba'ag holds that we're not mafsik between the shechita and the kisui with the bracha, but better to push off the bracha until after the kisui. So again, the machlokes is, where do we see, there's a variable here. On the one hand, shechita and kisui is obviously, to a certain extent, one mitzvah. The kisui is the completion of the shechita. On the other hand, the shechita and the kisui, each one is a separate machayiv. Do we look at the point of differentiation, where, for what it's a separate mitzvah, the chiyuv of the mitzvah? That's chal. One is chal on the whole Klal Yisrael, and one is the chiyuv of the shechit. Or do we say that the chiyuv is tackle one chiyuv, but the ma'isa mitzvah is two distinct ma'isa mitzvahs? So, this chakira is a chakira. I'd like to take this a step further. Tosfos of Daf Pei Gimel, there's an interesting halacha where the Gemara says that even though the shechit shechts, and then the offer, the dirt, the sand, is put on top of the dam. There's also halacha, since the pasuk says v'chiso be'ofer, it has to be covered totally be'ofer. One cannot shecht on pavement and then cover it with ofer. The ofer has to be on the bottom. Tosfos says in Daf Pei Gimel that even though a mitzvah has to be done by kavon, one has to place the offer on top of the offer that's on bottom of the dam does not have to be put there by kavon. If one happened to shecht in a place where there was sand underneath, one could shecht on top of the sand, even though that sand was not put there specifically to be mekayem the mitzvah of kisui. Why? So Tosfos explains, or the Tachronim explains, Shani Tosfos, is that the Etzem Maisa Mitzvah, the act of the Mitzvah itself, is covering from the top. The fact that one needs offer from the bottom is not the act of the Mitzvah. It's just in order to define that the dam is covered by offer, but the mitzvah itself is covering it from the top. The performance of the mitzvah is to cover it from top, but there's a kiyum of the mitzvah that's done when the offer is, I'm sorry, when the dam is enclosed by offer. Therefore, it has to be on top and on bottom. But one doesn't have to put the dam on bottom there on purpose. Even if the offer was there from before, it's considered a kiyum of the offer. Because Lamaisa, the dam, is totally enclosed by the offer. Tosfos says this on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. It happens to be not like Rashi and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Rashi and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph says that according to the Man D'Amar, that one has to be mechasa the offer from the bottom also. One has to place the offer, then shecht, and then be mechasa the offer from the top. What's the Machlokes? So we can explain that it's really totally in the two ways of understanding that we just said, the relationship of Shkita and Kisei Adam. It's quite obvious that before the animal is shechted, right, we're saying that according to Rashi, one has to put down the offer, shecht on top of that offer, and then cover the dam with another layer of sand, of dirt. It's quite clear that before one shechts the animal, there's no chiyuv to put down, there's no chiyuv of Kisei Adam. The chiyuv of Kisei Adam is only chal in time after the shechita of that animal was performed. So how could one say that there's a mechayiv, that the Torah was mechayiv to put down offer before? So it would seem that Rashi holds that the idea of kisui being a hemshech of shechita is not defined in terms of the chiyuv being one chiyuv. Is there a chiyuv before the shechita to put down offer? Before the animal was shechted, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. So why does one have to put down offer before? L'chayre, the hesbon Rashi, is the way we explained according to the Ba'an. That since the act, the ritzifus, of shechita and kisui is one act that should be performed together, shechita and kisui goes together as one act, therefore the halacha is that there should be one act of doing the offer with the dam together. Offer, dam, and then again another layer of offer. See, even the offer that's before the shechita, even though one is not mechuyev, but it combines itself with the act of shechita that's performed after the first layer of offer is put down underneath. Masha'ekin, according to Tosfos, Tosfos holds like the Rosh, and what defines the kisui adam and the shechita as one act together, as one mitzvah together, is not that the act has to be performed together, but it's that the chiyuv is a separate, the kisui might be performed separately than the shechita, but what creates the chiyuv kisui is only the chiyuv shechita. When shechita is performed, then the shechita is mechuyev to be mechasa. Therefore, obviously, the offer before is not part of that chiyuv. Before the shechita, there's obviously no chiyuv whatsoever of being mechasa. So therefore, it has to be that the offer that's before is not part of the mitzvah. It's only there in order to ensure that the dam is totally surrounded by the offer. One more point that I would mention is an interesting question that Chren point out. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simon Yud Gimel says that if a person has a person was stuck with a beggar of Dal Kanfis on Shabbos, and now obviously you can't put on tzitzis, and Balogat Reise to put tzitzis on the beggar, one is allowed to wear the beggar on Shabbos because in Odyssey the mitzvah that he has of putting on Dal Kanfis is not shy. And therefore if he's an oynis from being mekayim the mitzvah, so he can put on the beggar without being mekayim the mitzvah. As I state in Erechaim Simon Yud Gimel. In Yeridei Chav Ches seems to contradict this. L'chayr, the same thing should be true. If one wants to shecht an animal, if one wants to shecht a chayor or an oif in a place where there is no offer available, l'chayr wants to shecht, and say he's an oinus on the kiyum of the mitzvah. The halacha over there in Yeridei Chav Ches is that one is not allowed to shecht if one does not have offer. What's the pshat? Why should there be a tibur? L'fi, the way we explain it makes a lot of sense. L'chayro, what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us is that a shechita that does not culminate in a kisei adam is chosur in the shechita itself. Part of the kiyum of shechita that a yid does when he shechits an animal is thereafter to be mechasa adam. Therefore, one can't shecht and say, but I can't be mechasa. If you can't be mechasa, then don't do the shechita because the shechita is going to be deficient. Not only a shayla of a mitzvah, and you came to the mitzvah, so that's life. It's a point that the kiyum of the shechita is in question. The shechita is not a complete shechita without the kisei adam, and therefore one can't do the shechita. It's a matter of, can I be mekayim my mitzvah or not? I cannot. If I cannot be mekayim the mitzvah, then I'm an oinus, and then I have no chiyuv, and therefore I can wear the bag of the Alt Kanfus on Shabbos, because I cannot bear, I cannot then put on the tzitzis. One more point I'd like to point out about the mitzvah of kisei adam, there's something very inspirational about the last sugi in kisei adam, which is a Agadta Gemara. The Gemara says the bottom of Pechesim and Beis. The Gemara says Amar Rav B'schash Amar Avram Avinu V'Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer Zochu Banam D'Shtei Mitzvahs. The Zchus that Avram Avinu humbled himself in front of the Rebbein Shalom and said V'Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, I am but dirt, I am but ashes. Klal Yisrael was Zeich to two mitzvahs: Efer Parah Ve'efer Soita. The Lachshav Nami, the Gemara says, why not count Efer Kisei Adam? The Gemara says, is Hosam Hechsha Mitzvah Yika, I know Lek. The Gemara, what's interesting about the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael was Zeich to two mitzvahs, Efer Parah and Efer Parah and Ofer Soita. The Efer Parah, I understand, the Parah Adumah is the way that Klal Yisrael re-achieves the state of Tahara after becoming Tomei. Efer Soita doesn't sound to be so much of a, as we say in Yiddish, so much of a glick. It doesn't sound to be such a wonderful thing. The fact that we have a mitzvah of testing a Soita with the dirt that's used to test the Soita, it seems to be rather an unpleasant thing that such an ordeal has to be undergone. Is that a schus that we have that mitzvah? L'chayim, what the Torah is teaching, what Chazal are teaching us is, the Torah is telling us, Avram Avinu, when he humbled himself in front of the Rebbein Shalom, what he did was, he totally negated his sense of self, and he defined himself totally in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a relationship that's totally at one with the Rebbein Shalom, there is no place for physicality, for a sense of self, which is divorced, the sense of physical sense of self, which is divorced from being connected to Hashem. The same way Efer Parah ensures that Klal Yisrael, there is no tumah between Klal Yisrael and the Rebbein Shalom, even when a person becomes tameh, he can reconnect to the highest levels of kedusha, of a Beis Hamikdash, of Achilas Karbanos, of Tyrus, of Truma, Aydei Efer Parah. So too, in Avraham Avinu's self-description of Anoichi Efer Ofer Ve'efer, ensured for all time that Klal Yisrael would remain free of Arayis, of the tomb of Arayis, and thereafter, the Efer Parah, the same with his Efer Parah, the Ofer Soita would be used in order to raise the standard of Kedusha of morality by Yidin. And this is a very important point to make Legabe Kisei Adam. If we have any inkling as to what the mitzvah of Kisei Adam signifies, it's that the blood of an animal, when it's spilled, in order to make that animal fitting, to be absorbed, assimilated into a Yiddish guf, and therefore, as we've discussed many times, it has to undergo the process of shechita. The dam, which is the kiadam wa nefesh, the dam is lying on the floor, so to speak, there's the animalistic sense of self right there. The Torah tells us to cover that over in order to block out, to negate that animalistic physicality which right now is in front of us. As we prepare to take this piece of meat and turn it into something which is fitting to be absorbed into a Yiddish guf, which is the opposite of the Nefesh HaBahamis, therefore what we have to do is we have to take that offer. We have to take the Kisoba offer and we have to cover it over. That offer which comes from Avram Avinu, comes from that sense of self that definition of self, anoichi ofa ve'efer, that lack of any sense of self getting in the way of a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we take that offer, which connects us with the Rabban Shalom, that sense of self which is totally connected at one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with our more spiritual side, and we cover over the dam, which represents that physical side of our self that we're trying to get rid of, that we're trying to subdue in order to come closer to Hashem. That is the message of the Mitzvah Kisei Adam. It's very fitting that at the point of Shechita, which is the point of pressure between this Nefesh HaBahamas and creating a Eichel, which is really to be absorbed into a Nefesh Yisraelis, is the point, the Hemshech of that Mitzvah, the completion of that Mitzvah, of preparing that Basar to be considered Ro'ui La'achilas Yisrael, is the Mitzvah of Kisei Adam. And this is the lesson of the Mitzvah of Kisei Adam, the way the Gemara seems to describe it in the context of the Pasuk of V'anoichi Ofer Ve'eicha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.